This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk about hero pilots, according to our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas. But first, Apple sold over 1 million of its new Apple Watches on the first day. An estimated 957,000 Americans ordered Apple Watches. Online shoppers averaged about 1.3 watches per order, with over $500 spent per item. The Apple Watch launch was so successful, the company is ramping up production of it. And did you hear about the actor Dennis Quaid having a meltdown on the set of his latest movie? Cell phone video shows Quaid losing it after someone appears to wander into his line of sight. The actor screams, "I am acting here, and this dope wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey starts whispering in your ear, and you're not even watching anymore. This is the most unprofessional set I've ever been on. This is horse bleep." As one voice off camera tries to calm the actor down, Quaid says, "Don't Dennis me," before storming off the set. The incident is almost too good to be true, and multiple comments on Reddit have speculated that the video is a prank. A new study has confirmed what we all thought to be true. Flying is worse than it used to be, and there are four main reasons why. You have a higher chance of being late. Studies show that only 76% of flights were on time in 2014. You are more likely than ever to lose your bag. Since 2013, the rate of bags getting lost or stolen has risen 13%. Thanks to the overbooking process, 3% of passengers don't even make it on their flight. And number four, you're just going to be plain unhappy. Complaints are up at airports, and it's because of flight problems, baggage problems, reservation issues, and customer service. An Alaska Airlines flight that had just departed from SeaTac Airport returned to the airport after pilots heard a person banging on the cargo compartment Monday afternoon. Alaska Flight 448 to Los Angeles returned to the airport after only 14 minutes in the air to investigate the noise from the forward cargo hold beneath the plane's passenger compartment. Rescue workers and airline officials found a baggage handler, an employee of Alaska contractor Menzies Aviation, in the cargo compartment when they opened its doors. The compartment is both pressurized and temperature controlled. The worker told investigators he had fallen asleep in the compartment. Both airline and airport officials are investigating the incident. The compartment carries luggage and cargo. The trapped worker was taken to the hospital to be checked out. He was able to walk away from the aircraft under his own power after the cargo door was opened. Passengers were later told about the situation. The flight departed later and landed in Los Angeles about 80 minutes behind schedule. She's here every week to talk about animals. Our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific. You've got an interesting topic today, as always, because I didn't realize there are volunteer pilots flying rescue dogs all over the country, right?
Yes, it's a wonderful advancement in pet rescue transport. For years and years, you know, people would go to a local shelter, a high-kill shelter, and they would load up their car. Rescue groups would come in with maybe a truck that they rented, and they would try and get these dogs desperately, and cats also, out of the shelters before they were euthanized, because, you know, over 4 million pets are euthanized every year in our shelters across the country. So now there are two groups, nonprofit groups with pilots, spending their own money, their own time, their own fuel to load up their planes now instead of cars and transport hundreds of dogs, thousands of dogs to date, all across the country. Get them out of high kill shelters, bringing them to locations across the country where dogs are needed for adoption. So it really is a wonderful, wonderful thing that's happened.
Obviously, with these dogs facing euthanasia, anything is better than that. So, but do they have to be prepared for an airline flight?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Some of them do get sick, they say, the two groups that are doing this right now. Sometimes they do get sick, but they're all vet checked before they go to make sure that they're healthy enough to fly. They say most of them sleep. Maybe it's the motion, but they're also in very comfy surroundings. It's not like they're flying in a commercial plane where it's, you know, they're down in the cargo area or the way they used to fly. These guys are in private planes. So they're in nice, cushy, comfortable, you know, conditions where they can be taken out of their crates and cuddled if they get scared. Unlike flying on a commercial plane when you're trying to rescue dogs, even if they're in the, you know, the passenger area, they have to stay underneath the seat like a suitcase, unfortunately, and you're not allowed to take them out. But these two groups, and let me just mention who they are because I think they're wonderful. One's based out of California called Wings of Rescue, and they have a website, wingsofrescue.org. And there's another group out of South Carolina called pilotsandpaws.org. They're both 501c3 nonprofit organizations, so they're always looking for donations. But up to this date, these pilots, and there's hundreds of pilots that are involved in this program. It's not just one or two pilots, and they're looking for new pilots and new volunteers to help with the transport every day. You can go to their websites and check them out and see how you can help. I just think it's wonderful that people are donating their time to do something that's so important in the animal world to save these precious lives, and especially with all of these puppy mill rescues that are going on across the country, hundreds of needy dogs and worthy dogs and cats are being rescued, and they need to get to places where they will actually get adopted very quickly and start their new lives. So how wonderful is this? I just think both of those organizations are amazing.
And of course, it moves up the whole adoption process, the rescue process, because obviously planes get there a lot quicker than driving.
Absolutely, and that was the problem. You know, these people who were doing this, and they're still doing it. You know, there was like this underground society where they would, one person would go into the shelter and take the dogs or cats out, and then they would drive them to one state, and then someone else would pick it up from there and drive to another state. So it would go on state after state after state, and as wonderful as it is, it's very weary for not only the people doing the rescues, but also for the animals. It takes several days to get there. You know, they have to make several stops to make sure that the animals go to the bathroom and are fed and watered. So it was really a long time to get an animal, say, from California to New Hampshire. And now they can get there in several hours, which is really wonderful. And something that I think commercial airlines should be helping out a lot more with. Why not have a commercial airline dedicate several flights or a flight a week to, you know, to helping out as well, where the animals are put into the main cabin? They have so many planes. They have so much money. We could rescue so many more animals if big groups and commercial groups would just step up and do a little something to help save lives.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate. Where do these animals go? Are they coming mostly from the south to the northeast and the west? Is that the route that they're normally taking?
Yeah, well, California is a big starting point for a lot, and also the South. South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. There seems to be an abundance of animals in those areas, and they're flown to the Northeast. They might be flown to Idaho, you know, up in the Northwest, where there aren't as many animals for adoption, or maybe there isn't a certain type of pet that you're looking for. You know, a lot of people who live in big cities, like Manhattan, New York City, they're looking for smaller dogs that they can keep in their apartments. So if their local shelter doesn't have it, this is a great option. They can contact one of these rescue groups and see who they're flying in, and they can hook up and hopefully adopt one of these pets.
It's a great idea. I didn't even realize it was going on, so I'm glad you brought it to light. Tell us the name of the two groups again.
Yeah, the California-based group is called Wings of Rescue, and they have a website, wingsofrescue.org. And they've saved over 12,000 dogs and cats so far, Mike. I mean, that's incredible. And South Carolina-based group is Pilots and the letter N, Paws, pilotsandpaws.org. And you can go to their website, see the rescues. They just had a big rescue over the weekend in California where they flew, you know, hundreds of dogs out. So it's really just wonderful. And I salute these two organizations, and I hope if you can help financially, contribute to them, that would be wonderful. If not, maybe adopt from one of these organizations who are flying. And let's hopefully get more pilots on board to help more dogs and cats get rescued.
And I can think of a perfect flight attendant.
I was actually in California when one of these rescues was going on several years ago. It was actually a woman who had a private plane, and she's from Canada, Vancouver, and she flies into California quite frequently, and she was taking about 50 small dogs from the California, and I got to see it. It was wonderful. There was like 30 volunteers there, and I actually helped out, and we loaded the dogs onto this beautiful, beautiful luxury plane. These dogs flew first class, as they should. It was really, really a wonderful sight.
All right, very good. And your pet tip of the week is a new magazine, or at least it's new to you, and now it's going to be new to us.
Yeah, it's called Rescue Me, and you can see them online at rescuemecentral.com, but they have actually a physical magazine, and I love it. It's stories of animal adoption and rescue and great information. If you're maybe you love donkeys, there might be an article about donkeys or, you know, anything, you know, dogs coming in from Mexico, different training for your dogs or cats or whatever you're into, they probably have an article in this magazine regarding it because it's all about the world of pet adoption. I just love this magazine. It's called Rescue Me.
And do you get it delivered to your house?
I don't. I pick it up when I go to Tractor Supply. I'm there so often. Tractor Supply always has a Rescue Me, and I'm sure most animal organizations know about this magazine, but you can also get it online, rescuemecentral.com, which a lot of people read things online nowadays, so you can go right to their website and read the articles as well.
All right, rescuemecentral.com, a pet magazine. Anne-Marie,
yeah.
You're on top of everything pets and animals, and we like that.
Excellent.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mike, so much. I appreciate it.
With Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Eric's job was to mix butter flavor into the vats of microwave popcorn. After a few years on the job, Eric developed a serious lung problem. Doctors said he needed a double lung transplant, and his life expectancy was about 10 years. Eric sued the company that makes the butter flavoring, claiming that they were aware of the chemical hazards. They contend that Eric's company should have provided butter mixers with adequate ventilation. How do you think this real-life case turned out? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The jury in the popcorn case only deliberated 2 hours before awarding Eric $20 million. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what happens when you fill up your brain with useless information, you know, like trivia or Star Trek information or even everything there is to know about every sports team in the world? What do you get? A surprising benefit. Here's the brain science of it. Remember how your mother warned you to stop reading all those comic books because you'd fill up your brain? Well, bad advice. It seems the more useless information you learn, the bigger your long-term memory and the easier it becomes to learn to use new things. The more information you have stored in long-term memory, the easier it is to link new learning with old learning. The result? A surprising memory that's the envy of all.
And in your own nerdy way, you're kind of cool.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Useless trivia is a hook on which to hang really useful knowledge. Drop me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.